Every year in the United States, 2 million people are infected by an antibiotic-resistant pathogen. Of those people, 23,000 die. Sounds grim, but a new test developed by UBC biochemist Stephen Withers and his team could be the key to discovering new antibiotics.
So the idea, the longer-term idea, is that if we can discover very selective inhibitors of that enzyme, those inhibitors could be useful as antibiotics to stop that bacterium from surviving.
The enzyme Dr. Stephen Withers is talking about is beta-KDO-glycosyltransferase, or beta-KDO-GT. It's a newly discovered protein that transfers a structurally essential sugar to the surface of bacterial cells.
The attachment of that sugar is important to the survival of that bacterium.
This means that beta-KDO-GT is an essential bacterial protein. The bacterium will die without it. But more importantly,
it's unique to bacteria.
Unique to bacteria, exactly.
This is huge news. Only bacteria possess this protein. Human cells don't. And this makes beta-KDO-GT a perfect target for potential antibiotics. This discovery comes not a moment too soon. Antibiotic resistance is one of the biggest threats to global health today. Antibiotics are so overused that bacteria are quickly becoming resistant to our current arsenal of drugs. These new superbugs are resistant to several types of antibiotics. Not a single new antibiotic has been discovered in over 30 years, but the number of superbugs continues to rise. According to the World Health Organization, we may be headed towards a post-antibiotic era, one in which a common infection just might kill you.
We desperately need new antibiotics, yeah.
The problem is, there are millions of different inhibitors, and not all of them can stop this enzyme. The new test designed by Dr. Stephen Withers easily finds the ones that do.
A part of the problem has been the difficulty of these screens. So we're hoping this new screen will inspire other people to apply that approach to their system, because they can see this could be easier to do and is not going to break their bank.
This screening method, which is also called an assay, is quicker and easier to run than existing tests. It can screen large numbers of molecules at just a fraction of the price, and it's currently being used to screen thousands of inhibitors. The hope is to find one that can be developed into a new class of antibiotics.
Good inhibitors would be those that are stable, that you can produce not too expensively, mm-hmm. that are not toxic to human cells, because that has to be tested, right. And that can get into the bacterium or onto the bacterium. And that function effectively, then those would have the potential to be new classes of antibiotic.
Once a lead has been identified, it undergoes a long process to become a functional drug. Chemists have to develop analogs of the inhibitor. They have to modify them to increase their longevity, efficacy, and tolerability, among other things. So you can understand why it is so crucial to be able to screen large numbers of inhibitors quickly and cheaply. According to Dr. Withers, we are a long way from actually discovering a new drug, but the clock is ticking. After 2050, antibiotic resistance is predicted to kill 10 million people every year. The populations most at risk are children, the elderly, and the sick, anyone with a weak or weakened immune system. However, no one is truly safe. Thankfully, this test developed by Dr. Withers and his team is a very promising discovery for the future of drug development.
We could help to counter this whole antibiotic resistance phenomenon that's going on, or just generate new classes of antibiotic.
We'd like to thank Dr. Stephen Withers for generously giving his time to speak with us. And of course, we'd like to thank you for listening to our podcast today.